With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. With the chance of frosts past and new plants going into the landscape, it's important to consider the climate extremes that your plant can tolerate before putting it in the ground. The primary map used to determine the suitability of a plant for an area is the USDA Hardiness Zone map. This shows the average minimum temperature in our area each winter. Plants rated as suitable for Zone 6B should survive our average minimum temperature with no damage, but this is not always guaranteed. The minimum temperature in a given year could be lower than the average, like it was back in February. For this reason, always exercise caution when planting species that are on the edge of our range. Mimosa trees, for example, are suitable from zones 6 to 10, but if hit by cold below the average, could be killed, as we are currently seeing. Leaving a little bit of wiggle room in the cold that your plant can tolerate will make it more likely that you won't have to replace the plant prematurely. The concept of cold hardiness only applies to perennials, plants that return in future growing seasons. Annuals, especially flowers, usually aren't sold on the basis of their cold hardiness, since they will die off after a year anyway. Many herbaceous perennials, like hostas and daylilies, will die back to the ground in cold, but this is not the complete death of the plant, and should instead be viewed in the same way as a tree dropping its leaves. Some naturally perennial plants are traditionally grown as annuals in places that get too cold. Depending on the range of zones these perennials can successfully grow in, these plants could survive thanks to their microclimate, or be grown as perennials in containers when the temperature drops too low and brought inside. Microclimate is the weather and atmosphere immediately above the ground, and there are several strategies to keep cold-sensitive plants warmer in the winter. The first and easiest step is to position these plants on the south and west sides of your home. These will get the most sun exposure, and the closer these plants are to a wall, window, or foundation, the more light and heat will be reflected back towards the plant, keeping it warmer. Avoid planting in low spots, as these will gather cold air and wind more than high spots will. Finally, mulch the plants. This will keep the soil warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. The American Horticulture Society has a map similar to hardiness zones, but for summer heat. This map measures the average number of days with a high above 86. Kansas will fall into zone 7 or 8, showing that somewhere between 60 and 90 days in a year will have a temperature above 86. This information will not be as readily available when buying plants as the USDA's hardiness zones, as it is a relatively new creation. Keep in mind that every microclimate trick used for keeping cold-sensitive plants warm will also keep heat-sensitive plants warm and could lead to their death. In both heat and cold tolerance, it is best to split straight down the middle so as to not freeze one and fry the other. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.